Hints for the Long Walk, written by Ido Nahana and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, The Long Walk. Hint 1. Keep a positive attitude. Somebody always wins. It could be you. Hint 2. Wear comfortable walking shoes. If you buy new shoes specifically for the long walk, break them in well in advance. Walkers have gotten their ticket because they wore new shoes for the first time and got blisters almost immediately. If you wear old shoes that you've already broken in, check them carefully for holes and weak spots. Walkers have gotten their ticket because they wore old shoes that fell apart during the walk. Hint 3. Do not, repeat, do not wear sneakers. Hint 4. Bring extra socks. Wrap them in plastic so they don't get wet. Sweaty socks cause blisters. Blisters cause tickets. Plus, when you've been walking for 24 or 48 or 72 or 127 hours, nothing feels better than a pair of fresh socks. Hint 5. Bring some high-energy food that you enjoy eating. It should be lightweight, easy to digest, keep well, and be in easy open packages. Walkers have gotten their ticket because they brought unfamiliar food that upset their stomachs, or favorite treats that spoiled and gave them food poisoning. Walkers have gotten their tickets because they fell behind while trying to open a can or tear a stubborn wrapper. This is a particular danger late in the walk, when normally easy actions become difficult due to exhaustion and accumulated injuries. Hint 6. Slow and easy does it. Hint 7. Carry your socks and food in a lightweight backpack. The total weight, pack included, should be no more than 10 pounds. Walkers who brought heavier packs that they easily could have carried under other circumstances have become exhausted by the extra weight and gotten their ticket. Hint 8. Wear a lightweight, warm, waterproof jacket. Nights will be cold, and it's been known to rain. Get pneumonia, get your ticket. Hint 9. Think of something that inspires you. A line you heard on television, a song lyric, or even a bit of a commercial, and recite it to yourself when you need a pick-me-up. Hint 10. Save your wind. Hint 11. Go to the bathroom shortly before the walk begins. Yes, even if you think you don't have to. You'd be surprised by the number of walkers who have gotten their tickets because they stopped too long to relieve themselves. It's something you'll have to do eventually, but it's best to put it off as long as possible. Similarly, if you get a stomach upset during the walk, it's better to keep walking than to stop too long or too often. It's better to be embarrassed than to get your ticket. Hint 12. Wear athletic socks. Hint 13. Conserve energy whenever possible. Hint 14. Break time into manageable chunks. Don't think, I have to walk until I'm the last one left, or I have to walk for another day. Think, I have to walk for another hour. For another hour, substitute whatever unit of time feels easy or at least possible for you, even if it's as short as another 3 seconds. Hint 15. Don't get so distracted by cheering crowds that you speed up, slow down, or trip. Many walkers get their ticket in front of a crowd. Hint 16. Hold your head high. Looking at the ground or your feet causes neck and back strain. A good straight posture and eyes looking ahead will help you keep going with a minimum of pain and discomfort. Hint 17. Don't focus on your physical discomfort. It's easy to get distracted by discomfort such as blisters, headaches, sore feet, sunburn, cramps, chafing, exhaustion, stomach upsets, stress fractures, bloody noses, tendonitis, colds, flu, pneumonia, hypothermia, frostbite, heat stroke, kidney damage, sepsis, shock, heart failure, internal bleeding, or gunshot wounds. Pretend you're already dead and no longer suffering. Hint 18. Don't look when other walkers get their ticket. Hint 19. It's best not to make friends. Hint 20. Don't look when other boys get their brains blown out. Hint 21. Try not to dwell on the fact that no one has ever met a boy who won the prize, or speculate that it's because they kill themselves immediately afterward. go insane and are locked up, who are shot like the rest, only quietly and out of sight. Hint 22. Don't spend more than a few seconds comforting the dying. It'll just get you killed too. Hint 23. Don't get caught up in wondering whether life will even be worth living if you win because your new best friend died. It probably won't be. But see hint 21. On the bright side, you probably won't survive winning anyway. Hint 24. Don't volunteer for the long walk. Hint 25. Don't kid yourself, this isn't suicide. You know it is. Everyone knows it is. Hint 26. Don't volunteer for the long walk. There's much less painful ways of killing yourself. Do one of those. Hang yourself, shoot yourself, jump off a bridge or in front of a bus. Even getting squatted would be better. Hint 27. If you want the government to kill you, at least fucking fight against them. Make a bomb, get a gun. They'll kill you, but that's what you want anyway, isn't it? Hint 28. It wouldn't have to be violent. Maybe you feel like you couldn't kill someone. Maybe you don't know how to get a gun. That's fine. You don't have to. All you need to do is say something they don't like. They'll find out. And then you'll get the martyrdom you're looking for. Hint 29. If you work for the government and you think you have to do something given how you're placed on the inside, only you don't actually know anyone important and you don't think you can bring yourself to kill the other people in your office, those men in suits and secretaries in skirts, all those people you spent years drinking coffee and tapping on typewriters with, you could use your typewriter to tap out something honest. Hint 30. Not because you think it'll make a difference. You know it won't. Hint 31. It doesn't matter that it doesn't matter. Do it anyway. Hint 32. Don't volunteer for the long walk. Hint 33. Don't volunteer for the long walk. Hint 34. I'm too old for the long walk. All they can do is kill me. Hint 35. God, I hope they just kill me. Forwarded to Internal Enforcement, J. Matthews, Editor. Strike all but the first sentence of Hint 17, and strike everything after Hint 19. The rest is approved for printing and distribution. R. Sander, Text Approval. The End.